Facebook, by the way, if you didn't get to, you can look into Facebook and you'll see the preacher when he falls and everything. My wife's hunted that all day. Oh, here it is, and fine. And all that. Hey, we're rejoicing and glad in the Lord. Take your Bible, if you will, please. We're going to be looking tonight in the book of 1 Timothy. Over there in the book of 1 Timothy and chapter number 2. I'll give you time to find that place. It's good to be saved, to know the Lord. Good singing tonight. Good good special music, like always. Like always, we've got good singers and good singing that's in this church. And if that don't do something in your heart, you need something fixed in your heart. That's just all there is to it. All right, taking chapter 2, verse 8. If you're able to stand, chapter 2. In the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse number 8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Now, Father, bless your word to every heart. We do thank you for it. How good it is to be once again back in the house of God. We pray you'd bind the devil, every demon assigned to hinder. We plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. We'll say thank you in advance for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on a subject that we don't have problems with in this church, but down the road we might could possibly. I've been in churches before to where that young men, they wanted to teach them how to say amen, and they said amen louder and longer and more than the preacher that was speaking. You ever been there and seen that? I mean, really and truly. Now, those kids are not to blame. They didn't have an idea what amen means. You will before tonight's out. Like I said, we don't have that trouble. Listen, I don't see anywhere you'll find that I'm preaching on a person's heart, a person's head, and a person's hands. Here, the Bible said that we're to lift up hands, but not just hands in prayer, but holy hands. And that means that there ought to be, when you hold your hand up before God, I'm as clean as I know to be in this matter. See that? Now, it's awful quiet. I don't need a lot of amens when I know I'm right. But I'm just telling you right up front, I'll give you something that'll help you down the road, because you're going to see that before Jesus comes again more and more. Do you realize, though, that as we look into it, the Bible said we're to train up a child the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from him. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. Here's what we do. We follow the word of the Lord in how we worship and how we conduct ourselves. We either follow the word of the Lord or the imagination of our own evil heart. You'll find that the Bible says over there in the book of Psalms, chapter number 20 and about verse 5, we don't have to turn there, but the Bible said you can get help down at the sanctuary, down at the house of God. The Bible said we're to rejoice in the salvation of God. And let me tell you right now, is even to the extent that we've got our banners waving, that we're waving our banner and identifying with him. In the lesson that we're looking at, I want to say tonight that we're talking about real worship. Do you know in real worship, sometimes we clap our hands? Nothing wrong with that. Now, if you're not careful, somebody will come along. I've got preachers that are dead and in heaven. They've changed their mind. They know I'm right now. But they didn't believe in clapping for anybody unless it was a good friend or somebody impressed it to them, and then they did. I had one preacher said, I clap for preaching. I won't clap for a singer. Well, let me ask you this. Who was it made that singer? Who was it gave that singer the talent? Who was it gave them the key? Who gave them the ability? Listen, if you're clapping for that person, then shame on you, but you ought to be clapping as unto the Lord for that person. That's who God made, and he wouldn't know nothing had it not been. We used to have a man here, and he's not here anymore, thank God. But we used to have a man here that, he couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. But he thought he could. And back when Brother Rock was leading the singing there, and he came one day and said, hey, I'm working on a song there at the house. I bought my own microphone and everything. I'm working on a song. I'm thinking it's going to be a Sunday morning song. Well, it might be down at the city dump, but it wouldn't do, you know. Of course, we let them sing every time, even if they couldn't, just trying to encourage them along. I want to say unto you that, if you will please, is that sometimes we clap our hands. Sometimes we raise our hands. Sometimes we shout amen. All of those are good things. Now, let me just say to you, if you're a hand clapper, a hand raiser, or an amen proclaimer, don't you go to trying to build a doctrine on that according to your own imagination. Don't you go to trying to make people feel less worthy than you are who don't want to do that. If you don't want to clap, don't. You don't want to raise your hand, don't. You don't want to say amen, don't. See what I'm talking about? Sometimes we get things messed up. In this lesson that you're looking at, is that I want to say that some of these fellows, and I can name you more than one, but suffice to say, they'll just say, well, I don't, and our church is dead as a hammer. They ain't got nobody hardly in it, but dead as a hammer. Nobody gives an unholy grunt, much less clap their hand. And here's what they say. I don't believe in clapping for people and all this and that and all that. Is that? But when you raise your hands, it's as unto the Lord. Well, part of that's right, and the other part, they're just wrong. Now, I'm going to give you, if you stay with this same channel for a few minutes, I'll give you something right out of the Bible. When I asked them to give me something about what they thought out of the Bible, they're still looking for it. I preached one of them's funeral, so I'm never going to get an answer from them. I just said all that to say that real worship sometimes involves raising your hand to the Lord, if you like. It means clapping, you know, the charismatics, and I don't get involved in that. Let's give the Lord a hand. Hey, you know, well, God's not worried about you giving him a hand. But you ought to acknowledge that God has created each and every one of us, and he's given us, some of us, an ability and a capability that he has not given unto others. In this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, is that it's a joyful manifestation of the heart whenever we're talking about that. Over there in the book of Deuteronomy, and I'll let you turn there and just mark the place there in a moment. We'll be looking at chapter 27. But over there in the book of Deuteronomy, let me say to you that whenever we say amen, I'm going to tell you what it means and all that business there. And by the way, is that when you and I raise our hands or clap unto the Lord, and when you and I acknowledge how good God's been, when we say amen, it's a manifestation of our heart's desire and faith toward God. Now, you know, I can't, just because that I may not have my heart right, don't mean you don't have yours. Vice versa. And as you look into this Bible lesson, you'll find that these are expressions in worship. They're expressions of the manifestation of a joyful heart unto the Lord. It's an expression of faith. It's an exercise of faith. It's according to the word of the Lord, not according to tradition. Over there in the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 27, about verse number 15, the Bible talks about, and in every passage it's there, all the way down through 26, at the end of it, there's an amen. And I wrote up here in the margin of my Bible, and by the way, it's a nice Bible too, buddy. I wrote up here in the margin of my Bible, amen, amen, and amen. You know, every now and again, whenever you see that, you say that, is that you'll find out is that what it means is that when you say amen, it's not just a chain reaction. You ought not to be saying amen because somebody else did. You ought to say amen because you know it's right. So be it according to the Bible. Is that here's what the Bible said, and preacher, amen. I know that what you're saying is the truth. I've seen it. I've read it. It's in there. I mean, I can put my finger on it right away. But I know it's there. I know it's true. It can be trusted. I can say to you that, if you will, is that whenever we pray the Lord's Prayer, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, amen. But that's as far as you can go with it whenever you talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to say to you that, if you will, that not only is it not a chain reaction, but you'll find out that it ought not to be a distraction that we've already heard and said and done. Now, in this lesson that we're looking at, I want to say to you, in Deuteronomy chapter number 27, in verse number 15, cursed be the man that makes a graven image. And then notice that, an abomination unto the Lord, and put it in a secret place. They're going to try to hide him. And the Bible said they're going to get a curse put on them. Amen. all the people answer, amen. In verse number 16, he talks about that that setteth light by father and mother, amen. In verse 17, he that removed the neighbor's landmark, going to try to cheat him out of a little bit of land. All the people said, amen, this guy's be cursed. You go down through reading the rest of them. Look in verse 26. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law. Notice to do them. And all the people shall say, amen. You know, God's just not writing stuff down so that he needed something to fill up a space to be able to have a Bible. God intends whatever he says for you and I to act upon it. Whatever he says do, we ought to do it. Whatever he says don't, we ought not do it. It's that very simple. In this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, is that amen is simply says and acknowledges, I know that's the word of the Lord. I know it's in there. I've seen it. I've read it. It's real in my heart. You ought not amen something just because of the fact that you know that, hey, I got confidence in Brother Dennis. Well, I'm 73. I'm not falling over this table yet, but I may. And let me say to you, it's not right and real because that I said it. It's right and real because it's what God said, and I'm repeating it. See that? In this lesson here that we're looking at, that's one of the things that we go on and on about, is that when we exercise our faith in the word of the Lord and express it. All right, in Psalm, over there in chapter number 47, Psalm chapter number 47, in this Bible lesson that we're looking at, is that, and by the way, we're going to get to our text close to last, but in the book of Psalm, chapter number 47, in the book of Psalm, chapter number 47, verse number 1, and in verse number 2, and here's what he said, oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph, for the Most High is terrible, and he is a great king over all the earth. Now, I want to tell you, is that there's a man that's going to clap. He said, all ye people, clap unto the Lord. And there's a reason why. Because if you've got victory tonight, you triumphed in Christ. Over there in the book of Ephesians, the Bible says in chapter number 4, and it's in about verse number 8, whenever he talks about that he's made man, but he gives gifts unto men. If you've got a gift tonight, God gave it to you. You ought to develop it to its full potential, and you ought to use it for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. What it does is it acknowledges that God has given gifts unto men. Now, as a result of that, I don't want to dig up old bones, and I'd like to leave dead preachers lying, but when he come to our church every now and again, I'd let him preach a little bit. And, oh, yeah, you couldn't get an unholy grunt out of him and all that. But I was in his church preaching a meeting. And he'd get up behind me and say something stupid like, I don't clap for nothing but preaching. I went to his church one time, and there was a black group, a black choir that was in that area that came to his church. And son, it got on. I mean, everything, then they were singing and they was and all that. And when it got done, I noticed over there everybody and him, buddy, they was clapping. I said, oh, well, preacher, you're going to have to change your saying. I just clap for preaching. Black singers. He didn't like it. You know, I see a lot of things that people don't like. Sometimes it bothers me that much. I don't mean it to bother you. I don't want it to. But if you can't shout amen, buddy, over the word of the Lord and the work of God and so forth and the people of God, then what is it you shouting over? See, in this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, is that God says the Most High God is terrible, and the Bible said that you and I ought to recognize he's a great king. Art, there's another thing that I want to notice about it. You know, I don't know what's in your heart, but if your heart's headed the wrong direction, that doesn't mean everybody else's is. If your heart is in the right direction, that also doesn't mean that everybody else's is. But I'm going to say to you that, if you will, that when you and I say amen, it's because that it's a sure reliability. It's firm. It's fixed. You can trust it. Buddy, that's the word of the Lord. Now, I want you to notice over there back in our text, but before you leave the psalm, look in Psalms 134. And there's a passage over there that we ought to look at. And Psalm chapter number 1, 3, and 4 in this lesson that we're looking at. The Bible said, "Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord." Look at that. Back over in our text, and let me say to you, it's good down at the house of God. And by the way, whenever you look into this back in our text that we've read tonight, that men everywhere ought to pray. Lifting up, look at it, holy hands. Now I'm going to tell you what that involves. That involves men of prayer. That involves people of prayer. That involves people of purity, holy hands. I mean, listen, if you've been living and running like a wild ass up and down the road all week long, like you are unconverted and all of that, and you've been thinking wrong, speaking wrong, and doing wrong, and this and that, you ain't got any business lifting up your unholy hands unto God. You understand me? In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that he says, looking about verse number 9, in like manner also. What do you mean, like manner also? Well, we just got to read about that men everywhere ought to pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubt. In other words, are you mad at somebody? Then don't lift your hand up. Are you full of doubts? Don't lift your hands up. In like manner, women ought to adorn themselves. Are you dressing like a godly woman or a road whore? You understand me? Now, I want to say to you that, if you will, is that we're not anybody ever going to walk by. I mean, I'm not going to be walking around and saying, "Well, hey, put your hand down, sir. Put your hand down, woman," and all that bit. I'm just telling you, God knows. I'm not going to be walking around saying, "Put your hand down. Get up, preacher. Excuse me. Let me help you up." I am just trying to tell you that it's an examination of our own heart before the Lord. I want to be as fit as I possibly can when I approach the sanctuary and I lift my hands up unto God. This Bible said that women, that they ought to adore in like manner also. Isn't that something, how that's connected? In other words, you better be in your place. And the Bible said is that you'd better have the appearance of godliness. Now, over there in the book of Leviticus, we're going to get ready to close here in a moment, but I want you to look in the book of Leviticus in chapter 19. And over there in Leviticus in chapter number 19. And about verse number 29 is the passage that we're going to be looking at here in a moment. I noticed something here a while back. I don't really know. You know, how much it pays or this or that, and so forth and on. But I did notice is that every now and again on YouTube, there'll be something comes up that shows down there how many followers they've got. Maybe I'm totally ignorant of Facebook and this and that, so I don't know very much what's going on. But I got to noticing that all of those that had the most marks had their wife with their butt cheeks hanging out. And I got to thinking, you know what that is? That's some crazy dumb man prostituting his wife. This Bible said that when you begin to look in the book of Leviticus in chapter number 19, looking about verse number 29. Do not prostitute thy daughter and cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom. Now, I can tell you right now, this scripture's been violated. You just look at the whoredom we got. And the land become full of wickedness. And I'm going to tell you, that's going on not only in the world, buddy. That's going on in the churches across the country. I know there's a lot of fellas that are wishing their little girl would straighten up and do right. And you don't get it by wishing. Oh, I'm wishing my boy. You don't get that by wishing. Do you realize to know that God, buddy, takes a dim view of a house that allows harlotry to go on and adultery and fornication on the inside of it? And it don't matter whose son or daughter that it is. God looks at it as a wicked thing. And God said, that you ought to be careful and not prostitute your daughter and cause her to become a whore. All right, last but not least, here we go. Do you want to be able to clap your hands unto the Lord? Well, you ought to do it. You ought to do it right unto the Lord, as right as you know how to be. Do you want to say amen? Then you ought to do it. Let me tell you, what you want to do is you want to be careful not to add or take away from the word of the Lord and others that may not do what you think they ought to do. Now, I'm pretty much like I've always been. I'll say amen, raise my hand, so forth and on. I've seen some people, you know, that run the aisles and scream like a wild Comanche. I'm not opposed to any of that. But don't. Now, I told you about, my wife and I was talking about Leroy Dalrymple. Brings back a lot of old memories, the West, because Brother Joe and all them old-timers way back when. I've known a lot of them old boys way back when. But anyhow, I told you about him that time he was preaching, and he was stomping about and preaching about the blood, the blood, the blood. Over in Jack Woods at the old building at the old Shady Acres, about that time a woman went to screaming, and there was little red-looking specks all up and down her. And little known to us that somebody had dropped out a ketchup packet, and Leroy Dalrymple, while he was preaching and stomping, stomped on it, and, buddy, it sprayed blood everywhere. I'm telling you, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Now, it didn't break up the meeting or nothing. But I got to tell you something, is that it caused a commotion. I said all that to be able to say this. You don't want to clap? Don't. You don't want to raise your hand? Don't. See? But whatever you ought to do, whatever you do, you ought to do as unto the Lord. See? As unto the Lord. I don't know about you, but it's good to be saved and to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. And God said, I would that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands unto the Lord. Now, somebody may want to build a case. Well, you know, you got to raise both hands. Well, what if you ain't got but one hand? You see what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? I mean, here's a question you can't answer. Remember that over there, whenever Moses stood before the burning bush, and remember whenever God said, put off thy shoes, the plural, from off of thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. Remember that? But remember when Joshua met the captain of the Lord of hosts, he said, put off thy shoe from off thy foot. You think he just had one leg? You think he just had one foot? I don't know. But if rather you got one foot or two of them, you ought to obey the Lord. Whether you got one hand or two, you ought to obey the Lord. But you ought to make sure that if you're going to raise a hand, it's a clean hand before God. See that? As we go to the Lord tonight, let's stand at our feet. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Now, Father, we want to say thank you. May you help us examine our own hearts. We thank you, Lord, for saving grace and faith to believe in you. I want to thank you for thy word. Thy word is truth. May you hide it in our hearts that we not sin against thee, and that we could teach transgressors